Caleb and Halvel with you on the WIB Wake Up Show. Now, we know you lead very busy lives. You have work and school and so many social activities, and it's hard to keep caught up with everything that's going on in the world. And so we like to call this segment Headlines. We get you caught up on everything that's gone on in the world of news, politics, Hollywood, sports, etc., right here, right now on the WIB Wake Up Show. Your headlines.
Researchers have used a newly refined mathematical method to determine Earth's closest neighboring planet. On average, it's not Mercury, as they used to claim, but Venus. Now somebody owes me a few extra points on the ACT for that, Caleb.
Did you hear about this one? Authorities in New Jersey intercepted 1 million pounds of pork smuggled from China. Apparently, someone squealed.
A Florida man was arrested for throwing pancake mix at someone. Yeah, that's right. He was charged with assault and batter.
Purdue University has banned Netflix, Hulu, and other streaming services from its campus services so its Wi-Fi network can concentrate on more serious academic matters. I guess that explains why Purdue wasn't on the hot list for Lori Loughlin's daughter's school shopping.
In Las Vegas, a tourist won $1 million in 5 minutes. Problem is, they lost it in three.
Speaking of a ton of money, baseball's Mike Trout just signed a 12-year contract with the LA Angels for a whopping $430 million. And as slow as a baseball game goes these days, he'll have plenty of time to count every single penny.
Yeah.
Hey, Cadbury is in trouble for an advertising campaign that encouraged kids to illegally dig for lost treasures at some of the world's most protected archaeological sites. I don't know. It's hard to believe that a candy manufacturer would ever do anything that wasn't in the best interest of kids.
Who'd have thunk it? In Atlanta, maybe heard about this. A truck overturned with 5,500 gallons of printer ink, spilling it all over the roadway. Of course, there's always a little ink left in the truck, but you have to shake it a few times to get it out.
And during a New York performance of Cats, a service dog in the audience rushed the stage to go after one of the actors dressed as a giant cat. I kid you not. Now, I think that over the years, a lot of folks dragged to a performance of Cats have had that same impulse.
And finally, Captain Marvel, I saw it, had another great week at the box office this week. And Becky is already bribing producers to put her daughters in the sequel. Those are your headlines here on the WIB Wake Up Show. And now, you're all caught up. Third day, kicking and screaming, WWIB.
And we've been meeting Eau Claire City Council candidates. Of course, 10 candidates running for 5 at-large seats, 3-year terms on the City Council, the April 2nd election, early voting today and next week, Monday through Friday, in Eau Claire. And the fifth of those candidates on with us this morning, 27-year-old Kate Beaton. Kate, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks for talking to us. Saw you at last night's event. I thought the chamber, Dean Kallenbach from Public Radio, did a great job. Didn't you think a fine event last night? Pretty good turnout.
Yeah, it was great. It was great to see all the candidates there sharing their views. So,
you've got some experience. You've been on the council for 3 years, seeking a second 3-year term, right?
Yep, that's right.
All right, Kate, we like to start off with something with all of our Eau Claire City Council candidates. Just a little fun. We're going to call it rapid fire. We put 60 seconds on the clock and try to get in as many get-to-know-you questions as we can, all of which can be answered in a few words or less. Some of these are off the wall. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Kate Beaton for Eau Claire City Council. It's called rapid fire. Kate, what's your go-to snack item?
Chips.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Absolutely not.
As a kid, what was your favorite TV show?
Regret.
What's the best breakfast food?
Breakfast potatoes.
A song that you will always, always sing along to?
Hey Jude by the Beatles.
All-time favorite movie?
Shawshank Redemption.
If you could be a character in any TV show, what show would you pick?
Leslie Nope from Parks and Rec, of course.
Favorite type of cheese?
Munster.
If you had a day off, what's the first thing you do?
Go hiking.
Is your desk messy or neat?
Oh, it's messy.
Favorite superhero?
Superwoman.
Excluding only Morgan Freeman, if anyone could narrate your life, who would you choose?
That's a hard one. I can't answer.
All right, there you go. That's rapid fire with Kate Beaton for Eau Claire City Council. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Kate, are you concerned you lost the pineapple vote there with that question? Yeah.
No, I'm holding to that. That's the hill I'll die on.
All right. Very good. You're at the tail end of your first term on the City Council, and Talk about what that experience has been like and why you're deciding to seek a second three-year term.
Yeah, the last 3 years have been an amazing adventure. I first ran when I was 24, and I've been really excited to bring a lot of new energy to the city council. I've worked on issues of social justice, and you know, I worked on an ordinance to ban conversion therapy on the city council. I've worked on things to open up our city to a wider demographic of people, and I've worked on issues to protect our environment and do our part to make sure we're reducing our effects of climate change. And so, you know, I've been able to work on a really wide variety of issues and have really seen in the hundreds and thousands of conversations that I've had across the city that the issues that we've been working on the city council are really closely matching the values of our city. And so I've been proud to do that work for the city of Eau Claire and the people of Eau Claire, and I'm excited to do it for another 3 years.
What do you think has brought out so many candidates vying for these seats this time around?
Yeah, I think that it's a couple of different things. You know, we're seeing, even on a national scale, that everybody, no matter, you know, where they are on the political spectrum, that people are just energizing around politics and realizing that now's the time to get involved, that there's a lot happening in our community and all the way up to the national scale, and they're really just getting engaged like they never have before. And so I think that that's a big part. But I think that we've also seen the city council do some really bold action, really sticking to our values and deciding that we're not going to leave anybody behind in our city, that we're going to make sure everybody is taken care of. We're working on issues like affordable housing. We're working on issues to get people more engaged in our city government. And, you know, that's all new for our city. And so it's not a surprise that there are folks who want to be a part of that and perhaps want to see things done a little differently.
Talking to Kate Beaton, 27 years old. She's one of the two incumbents running for re-election on the Eau Claire City Council. Early voting today, all next week, the election on April 2nd. Your first answer last night was about the question was about affordable housing, and you talked about what you heard when you joined the council and what you think it is now in terms of poverty. Just briefly, mm-hmm. I mean, you feel like there has been a change, a shift in terms of the perspective of helping the poor.
Yeah, you know, just in a few short years, I've seen an incredible change in how we talk about the city's role in addressing poverty and especially affordable housing. And before I was elected to the Eau Claire City Council 3 years ago, I heard over and over that poverty was not within the purview of our city government. And that's something that I just strongly disagreed with then, and I strongly disagree with now. And just in a few short years, we've gone from a place of saying stuff like that to affordable housing and issues of poverty being the number one issue of not only this campaign, but also the city council itself. That's our number one issue that we're taking up. And we've had working groups and city staff and city council members working on an affordable housing task force for the last 6 months to bring over 22 policies to the city council that we're now considering and will be considering over the next several years to address affordable housing issues in our city.
I got to just ask you, Kate, I mean, there was several people who had said, as you were giving your final answers last night, that they don't have an agenda, and that you came and said, yeah, I do have an agenda, and it's called My Vision for Eau Claire. Can you just briefly amplify on that?
Yeah, you know, I've heard that said a lot. I don't have this agenda. But for me, my agenda is to make sure everybody has a safe, affordable place to live. My agenda is to make sure that our rivers are clean and our parks are clean. You know, my agenda is to make sure that everybody has an equal voice in our city and has an equal chance to participate both in City Hall and in the polling booth. And I call that my vision. And you know, I think that we all candidates bring a vision to this race, whether it's the things I mentioned or something different. And, you know, I really pledge to be transparent about my vision and to tell people what it is rather than, you know, saying that I don't have an agenda. Mm-hmm. So that's something that I've been really forthcoming with, and I think that the voters deserve to hear.
And then your day job is what?
I work for a nonprofit that advocates for state policies in the state capital to protect our natural resources.
Okay, can you name it?
Yeah, it's Wisconsin Conservation Voters. I'm the Western Region Organizer.
Gotcha. And then if people want to learn more about your candidacy and maybe even help you between now and Election Day, how do they do that?
Yeah, they can go to votekatebeaton.com or they can find me on Facebook.
Terrific. Kate, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Kate Beaton for Eau Claire City Council. You can catch all of our city council interviews on WWIB.com under podcast for the WIB Wake Up Show. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices. This